same spiel.
Okay.
All right, it's going.
All right. Well, the bottom line, Chris, is that motorists are asked to stay off the roads and highways at least until noon, until further evaluation can be made later on Wednesday morning. Now, there have been 358 reports of crashes just in the southern half of Mississippi through midnight last night for the day Tuesday. The I-59-20 split, it's impassable. Interstate 20 coming to the west of the split until about Newton is impassable. Parts of 59 south are impassable. Highway 35 north of Raleigh is impassable. In the Brookhaven area, in the southwestern part of Mississippi, all roads and bridges are covered with ice, and many roadways are frozen over, and vehicles can't negotiate the hills because of that ice. Interstate 20 near the Copiah-Lincoln County line is still a mess this morning. At one point, there were about 80 tractor-trailer trucks stranded there. I-20 is passable, but only one lane north and one lane south. We've had to put a lot of those tractor-trailer trucks either in the right lane or on the shoulder of the road until conditions improve. In the Hattiesburg area, there are reports of icy conditions throughout the entire Pine Belt this morning, and driving is extremely hazardous. So again, we'd like to remind motorists just to stay off the roads this morning and wait until at least noon until further evaluation can be made later in the day today.
And do they have a lot of trouble with ice down on the coast?
Yes. Now, it wasn't as bad as it was last Friday. They had several crashes there, and a lot of the bridges and overpasses are frozen over. But there hadn't been, wasn't as problematic as it was last Friday. The worst part is south through that Highway 84 corridor from Brookhaven all the way across to the state line to the east of Hattiesburg. Also, the Meridian area has been hard hit. So those are the most problematic areas this morning. Of course, just south of Jackson, Copiah, Simpson, those areas are still a lot of problems there. So main thing is just for folks to stay off the roads and highways until later on in the day, until a further assessment can be made.
Any reports of anybody being hurt or killed?
Well, you know, that's the astonishing part, and thankfully there have been no fatalities. There have been some minor injuries, but at this point we've had the Highway Patrol now has had no reports of any fatalities. That 358 number does not include the cities and counties that are working crashes. And though in Hattiesburg there's a big rig crash there on Interstate 59, but inside the Hattiesburg city limits, our numbers do not reflect what crashes have been worked by the cities and the counties.